This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People who win medical malpractice suits in Colorado could soon collect a lot more in damages. CPR's Megan Verlee reports a new state law raises the cap on non-economic damages to $1.5 million.
The bipartisan push to raise the damages cap is a way to head off a potential ballot showdown. According to the news site Sum and Substance, trial lawyers were moving to ask voters to do away with the damages cap altogether and open more of a medical provider's records to inspection during a lawsuit. In return, medical groups drafted an initiative to limit how much money lawyers could collect in personal injury and wrongful death cases. Now, the new higher damages cap will take effect early next year and will increase with inflation. The law also allows siblings and heirs to bring wrongful death suits. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Free summer meals for children 18 years or younger are available at more than 600 sites across Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Students don't need to sign up or provide ID to get meals. Organizations providing the meals include schools, nonprofit organizations, camps, universities, and community and faith-based organizations. In rural locations, some meals may be taken home to eat. The program is funded by the Federal Department of Agriculture and administered by the state. Parents and youth can find summer meal sites by texting FOOD or COMIDA to 304-304 or by visiting kidfoodfinder.org. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Utilities is joining water managers and other local governments around southeastern Colorado in criticizing Aurora's recent purchase of water in Otero County. The Colorado Springs agency is overseen by the City Council. It says Aurora's water purchase violates an agreement with the Southeastern Colorado Water Conservancy District. It's 6 minutes after 7, and next on Morning Edition, the so-called double disapprovers who could influence this year's presidential election. This is CPR News.